It could be, definitely. Because the others might not be there yet.
Yeah.
Douglas is likely to be away.
Yeah, he just sent a message. And Cisco usually is, but it's cool. I've got something to speak about, Nikki.
Ask Nikki just to try again.
Hey, Tom. Trying to connect to call with the link Matt posted, but it's giving me the option to add participants. Is it up and running yet? Don't want to miss it.
Who's that?
Nikki. Oh.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's never happened before.
So Jane, the reason I didn't come back out out to you with Classic is she's coughing.
Oh.
So I don't want anyone else to catch that. And I don't know what it is, but she's proper coughing. And I really don't need that for FCI either, squad. I don't want my other dogs getting it. So no one can come upstairs. I'm going to close that off from the others.
Quarantine.
She's quarantined up here.
She should be quarantined permanently.
She kind of is.
Oh. Aha.
Yay. Hi, Anna.
Anna, can you hear us? I think we've got
Anna, can you hear us? We've got.
We might be having some.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh. Yeah.
Anna.
Hold on. I can't see you though. Hold
guess
on.
What I'm eating. Guess what I'm eating. What am I eating?
Right, hold on. I can't see your picture for some reason.
Oh.
What was that?
So I can see Nikki, but I can't
yeah,
see...
Yeah, can't. No one can see us.
No one sees... I don't mind that, no.
No.
Maybe it'll encourage Jane to talk to them.
Yeah.
They can't see our face. Yeah. I can't see our face now. She likes that song.
Oh. Are you a fan of Justin Bieber?
She loves him.
You don't?
She loves him.
She's amazing. Justin Bieber! He came and went then, briefly.
Oh,
can you see us now or not? I'm going to reset it.
Matt!
Which one?
Matt, come in! Come in, Matt! Pop smells of...
Come in. He's had his hair cut. He looks like Jedward.
Let me see you, Jedward. Get in the room now.
Come on, little Justin.
Coach Lauren says, come back. Oh, I love it.
Oh, this pleases me so much.
That is funny. Come back, Matt. Come back.
Something's wrong with that.
Come in. Come in.
I'm loving that.
Can you see it yet or not?
You actually are a pop star.
That's quite simple.
You're a pop
He's like ready for his X Factor audition.
You're ready for audition. Can you guys see us now or not?
I could go one direction if you want.
Oh, now we can.
Look, Anna, what I'm eating. Anna, what am I eating?
What?
Hold on.
Oh! Oh my! Energy ball, girl.
Energy balls.
And? What do you think?
I quite like them. I'm not sharing them, put it that way.
I quite like them.
You don't want to your teeth.
Because they get stuck in my teeth like you would not believe.
Thomas, come back in the camera, Matt. Don't be such a big baby. Classic shush. Come back in the camera. Come on, Matt. Jedward. On screen. Jedward on screen. Matt, there should be no on this call.
Jedward in one direction.
Yeah, that's it. We could.
What about?
There should be lots of drinking.
This is a serious...
Right, serious call. Serious call. Okay, so, Classic, how about we do? I think we start with Nikki, right?
Should we start with Nick? Oh no, let's start with someone who's not here.
Cool, let's start with someone who's not here.
Let's start with Pauline.
We should bring it to my
voice. Okay, let's explain. Where's Pauline?
She didn't say.
So what do you want to explain?
Just that some people are at competitions.
Some people are away at competitions.
Mm-hmm.
And
Douglas has obviously at his first competition.
Mm-hmm. And some people are exhausted or injured.
Training with Jane for the last few days.
Yeah.
So basically, Cisco.
Oh, Cisco.
Hi. Morning.
Morning.
Some people are injured.
Morning.
From running, so they had to send their apologies because they can no longer talk, let alone walk, after Jane's training for 3 days.
Yeah.
Louise is on her way home.
Yes.
And really good. So we're going to start with a question from Pauline, and the question is how to keep speed when working on independence.
So that's in reference to those independence exercises that we've been getting you to do. Can everyone see and hear us okay now? Just to check before we kind of get into
started.
It.
Yes. Yep. It's okay, I can't see him because he's not got a good face. Matt's little grin. Nice to see Matt.
He's got like bigger hair than me.
Coach Lauren. I'm his coach. I am Matt's coach. I'm
That's it. So the first thing on the agenda for him is appropriate haircut.
Appropriate haircuts for coaching. Basically ready for X Factor. And he can't talk now, he's muted, so he can't even, he's defenceless.
So, Pauline's question is in reference to those independence exercises games that we're getting you to do, and how do you keep speed? Because it may be that some dogs just generally lose speed, or they just get a bit sluggish, a bit stalky, and a bit sticky on the exercises. So, should we do kind of three tips?
Mm-hmm.
So, first tip, biggest, most important one, it's coming from me, is that keep it all really close. So don't have reinforcer too far away from dog when working the games, and then build it up, because you generally get reductions in speed and stickiness as you increase the distance.
Yeah. Second tip would be for me, balance it with something that's not independent. So maybe do something that's where you're running with a dog, where you're racing, mm-hmm. where you're adding a load of value for you, increasing what you're doing, sort of keeping it fun.
Yeah.
So for example, if I was doing maybe barrel wrapping and trying to get them to barrel wrap independently, I would then do flat racing to toys mm-hmm. as an independent sort of game, yeah. but at the same time, really, really fun, really easy, like yeah. non-thinking exercise.
And
I think sometimes you make it too heavy. So you mm-hmm. do, like Cisco, you're really funny to watch do your games, because you're so serious. Like you went completely serious, Cisco, didn't you? She went yeah. like kind of like very still. Everything is very still.
I'm in my chair.
And I'm staying in my chair. And it was great, Cisco, because it was just,
you
followed the rules completely, but you forget how much creativity, I suppose, mm-hmm. you add into it.
Yeah.
So for me, things like, I'll do a little bit of that, and then I'll do flat out racing. Mm-hmm. Linda's noticed this in the last few weeks. Linda's been getting her dog to do impulse control before she gets food or toys.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday we had the dog out and we asked the dog to race to some food, and the dog wouldn't move. Because she's obviously yeah. taken too much, like done too much sort of, she's been doing, I think, Susan's recallers, and she's just done a little bit too much impulse control, yeah. and I think she needs to go back and do some racing, and I think yeah. the dog won't even move, like the dog won't, like she says go, and the dog's like,
yeah. can I? I think there's that spectrum between a thoughtful dog and a doing dog, and the doing dog you might describe as the naughty dog, and the thinking dog you might describe as the polite dog. And Lauren and I definitely prefer our dogs to be towards the naughtier end of the spectrum, but it is always that balance, and you can actually balance up within the sessions that you're playing. So if you're doing quite a thoughtful exercise, you can balance it up with some real doing. Like for Beth,
like
that would be
stuff.
Like leg weaving.
Yeah, like fun stuff. Do anything that like balances up and makes it like lighthearted. Don't keep it too serious. I think people get a little bit too het on they must be independent with this, and then they keep doing it and doing it and doing it to the point that it's a bit done to death.
Yeah. I'll just do an extension of that one and then I'll do a third tip.
Is that because you're thinking about your third tip?
No, extension of that one would be, think about your warm-ups with these guys. So when we say balance it up with, for example, race to dead toy, I would actually start the session with a warm-up of race to dead toy before moving into the exercise, and then balance back to that race to dead toy. Third tip, I would really play about with arousal with these. So these are can be really arousal sensitive. Independent behaviours can be really arousal sensitive. low, if they're too low arousal, then they're looking at you. You up the arousal, you reach that peak performance, peak learning point, and they're operating really nicely. You go, you increase the arousal even more, and they get sticky, and they get sluggish, and they get stalky. So it's a case of looking at your dog and thinking, I'm not even going to ask you to do an independent behavior right now. I'm going to bring your arousal level down and then try. And over time, you'll find that you'll be able to push that window of operation bigger and bigger so that they can operate in lower arousal and higher arousal.
Before we go on to the third one.
And so Matt's just going to quickly try something. He's just going to try.
Oh, hang on.
Eating. Did you not say you're going to stop it?
Yeah, I just stopped it.
Taste. Chocolate's better, I tell you. It's just I'm hungry.
There's something in the chat.
You just send a group message to the people that are there, just saying, bear with us. We'll get back and running as soon as we can.
And they might be able to hear us.
Yeah,
I've
restarted our internet. So.
Oh, okay.
There is no hearing.